Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, I read in the news that the European Union just signed a trade deal with Mercosur. Is this a big deal?
Oh, absolutely. While a lot of people are familiar with the European Union, a lot less are familiar with the South American Mercosur group of nations that the EU just signed with. Its full members are Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay. Venezuela has been suspended, but they'll probably come back. Then it's got associate members like Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, Panama, Peru, and Suriname. Anyway, it was a massive trade deal, and it was actually signed in South America today. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen went there, and she said, "We chose free trade over tariffs. We chose a productive long-term partnership over isolation. And above all, we intend to deliver real and tangible benefit to our peoples and companies. When two regions like ours speak with one voice on global issues, the world will be listening." Anyway, this is a big deal. Foreign policy analyst Andres Mohamed said that this is a deal about leadership, setting the rules for world trade. And this deal is the EU's attempt to reassert a rules-based order and norms. So anyway, this is a big deal. Now, the Associated Press wrote about this and said, "Forget tariff wars. The EU and Mercosur build one of the world's biggest free trade zones. It's the first major agreement for the Mercosur group, although it still has to be ratified by the European Parliament." Said this has got over 700 million people, a quarter of the world's gross domestic product, while the United States is being yanked out of the international economy by Donald Trump. And said the EU leaders decided this deal was so important at this moment, it's worth it. Now, while we say there's like 700 million people, if you add in addition to the formal members of the EU and Mercosur, but add the associate members of people who are trying to get in and all that kind of stuff, there's over a billion people.
That is a big deal. Has no one known of this up until this time?
Well, the idea that this could be coming is something the Church of God writers have been writing about since at least 1971. Gene Hogberg, who I met, the late Gene Hogberg, wrote, "Envision a startling future of Europe, controlling perhaps half the all world trade, a United States of Europe possessing a single currency, a united Europe developing great military strength. Such a European powerhouse is now just over the horizon. The nations of Latin America are edging close to some type of agreement with Brussels." Now, since he wrote this, Europe now does have its own currency, is building its military, and it's finally made a major Latin America trade move.
Interesting. Has anyone else written about this since 1971?
Well, back in 2008, I wrote, and I'll read this, "The EU will decide that Mexico and the rest of Latin America are more agreement with it and thus make some type of a serious trading agreement with most or all of Latin America. The Europeans and Americans, however, will still continue to have military agreements, though many will be tense about them." And that's certainly been going on, particularly because of the whole stuff with Greenland and everything else in Ukraine. Now, back in 2014, I wrote about Mercosur, and there's another group called the Pacific Alliance. These are nations who are on the Pacific coast who are associate members of Mercosur. And I wrote that we may see these groups grow or get closer together. And then I said those of Latin America would ultimately align with the upcoming European beast power against the USA and its Anglo allies. The Bible shows the world will prosper for a time because of the coming European beast power, but that power will be short-lived, Revelation 18. Because of current and expected trade alliances, I remain of the view that nearly all, if not all, of Latin America will ultimately end up supporting the Europeans in the future. And in 2018, I wrote, "The Europeans have been working with Latin America and other areas of the world to set up its dominance of world trade as well as the standards for world trade," which is what they're doing now. Now, I'm not the only one. In 2019, the late evangelist John O'Gwin wrote that it would be an alliance of a religious leader with a political leader. This political leader, the beast, will lead a revived Holy Roman Empire called in Scripture Babylon the Great. The European Union of Church and State will promise universal prosperity and will exercise worldwide economic dominance for a while. Ezekiel 27, using the figure of ancient commercial city of Tyre, speaks of this global economic combine, which will include nations of Europe, Africa, Latin America, and Asia. In Revelation 18, the end time system is called Babylon the Great.
Those articles certainly shine some light on current world events. Do they shine any light on biblical prophecy?
Well, John O'Gwin mentioned Ezekiel 27, so I'm going to read some parts of it, starting at verse 12. Tarshish was your merchant because of your many luxury goods. They gave you silver, iron, tin, and lead for your goods. Verse 13, they bartered vessels of bronze for your merchandise. Now to verse 19, they also had iron, cassia, and cane among your merchandise. Verse 24, embroidered garments and chests of multicolored apparel. Now, this is interesting when you look at Latin America. Bolivia exports tin. Oh, and by the way, wheat was one of the other ones. Argentina exports that. Mexico exports silver. Brazil and Colombia, iron. Brazil, Argentina, and Colombia export steel. Peru and Mexico export lead. Peru exports a lot of bronze. And Chile is one of the world's leading producers of copper, which is used in bronze. Now, as far as cane goes, if that includes sugar cane, and the Berea Study Bible translates this word as sweet cane, it should be noted that the leading producer in the world is Brazil. Mexico is seventh. Guatemala 9th, Colombia 15th, and places like Paraguay are major exporters of stevia. It's actually number two in the world. As far as embroidered garments and chests of multicolored apparel go, I've seen this in many parts of Latin America, such as Mexico and Guatemala.
That's amazing. Those scriptures are being at least partially fulfilled right before our eyes. How does the United States fit into these events?
Well, on November 6, 2024, the day after Donald Trump's reelected, I wrote and posted, quote, Donald Trump's pointing to tariffs as the answer for U.S. trade imbalances and manufacturing decline will incense the Europeans. Some type of trade war is coming. Europe will get more serious about trade deals with others internationally, such as being more motivated to approve the trade deal with the Mercosur bloc of South America, end quote. Now, when I wrote that, it's not at all certain to political analysts that a deal between the EU and Mercosur could ever get approved. And it still does need approval by the EU Parliament. There was major opposition by France, Poland, Austria, Ireland, and Hungary. They all voted against the deal. There have actually been large protests against this deal in Europe in 2026. Yet biblically, such a deal made sense, whether it's formally approved soon or later on.
So was the United States a catalyst for the fulfillment of these events?
Well, according to numerous news reports, it was primarily because of Donald Trump that the EU accelerated the process and revived this stalled agreement. Hmm. So let me read a couple of news articles. This is from the Brussels Times. Trump's trade war fast-tracked the EU-Mercosur agreement. The European Commission put forward the signing and adoption of the EU-Mercosur agreement, paving the way for the creation of the world's largest free trade area. But why now? And how could this reshape the game of international trade? Donald Trump! What strategic international interactions might the EU and Brazil via Mercosur adopt to mitigate Trump's tariff shock? The fact is, the window of opportunity is open. While the U.S. seeks to maximize gains through unilateral tariffs, the EU and the and Mercosur received that as a common rival. The EU-Mercosur agreement ceases to be merely a trade treaty. It becomes a strategic response to a more hostile international environment. Here's one from foreignpolicy.com. The EU-Mercosur deal is a hedge against the Monroe or the Donroe doctrine. Mercosur, the deal has become much more about trade than trade. It's a sign that Europe and much of South America are pushing strategies to increase their economic and strategic autonomy in the face of U.S. protectionism and military threats. And there have been, and there will be, by the way, more unintended consequences of Donald Trump and his presidency.
What unintended consequences?
Well, we have a free ebook that's available at ccog.org called Unintended Consequences in Donald Trump's Presidency. Is Donald Trump fulfilling biblical, Islamic, Greco-Roman Catholic, Buddhist, and other America-related prophecies? In this book, I wrote trade. One of the unintended consequences of Donald Trump's trade threats of tariffs and other trade matters is that it's motivating nations. He's threatened to look to trade more with each other. Europe will get more serious about trade deals with others internationally. Pushing tariffs and other policies that foreign nations do not like is contributing to other nations looking to bypass the USA dollar as well as trade more with each other and less with the USA. This will further push various global moves forward without the USA. This has helped setting the stage for the coming European Babylon Beast system to dominate international trade. So I wrote that, by the way, before Donald Trump took office in 2025. And those moves are happening around the world. And in December of 2025, in an article called 26 Items to Prophetically Watch in 2026, I started off with, for a time, Babylon will dominate world trade.
Are you saying the modern day European Union is biblical Babylon?
It's setting the stage for it. Now, continuing with what I said about Babylon in 2025, I started to quote the scripture, the prophecy in Revelation 18, starting verse 2. He cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison of every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean, hated bird. Why? Verse 3. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth, like we're reading in Ezekiel 27, have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. Anyway, I wrote that Babylon will not fully reign in 2026. But with the U.S. pulling out of trade deals or wishing to change them, steps are occurring to push Europe to dominate trade. Again, this is what I wrote last year. Expect Europe to reach out to various Gentile nations in Asia, Africa, South America, and elsewhere to make trade deals. The final time of the Gentiles is approaching. We're seeing BRICS, the Global South, the EU, working ways to trade and not have to deal with the descendants of Ephraim and Manasseh, like the UK and the USA. I wrote, the Europeans will work with many nations to secure stronger trade deals. And that's actually what's happening with the Mercosur deal. And that's why we specifically pointed to the Mercosur deal in Europe. You know, in the continuing Church of God, we have the more sure word of prophecy, where you be well to heed, as it says in 2 Peter 1, verse 19.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.